I have come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. It's a fact that there's a desperate devil that wants to manipulate our flesh, our minds, our hearts. It's a fact. But Jesus said, even though you've got an enemy out there that's trying to steal from you, trying to kill you, and ultimately destroy your life, I've come. He's talking about a superhero. He said, I come to save the day. I come to give you life and give it to you more abundant. James 4:7 said, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. But let me stop. Submit yourself therefore to God and resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You just got to resist him. Come here, devil.
Come here, devil.
Here's the devil. Because all I got to do is just resist him. I just got to push against me. I just got to resist him. I just got to push him back. I just got to resist him. And submit myself to God. And after a while, just resisting him, he's going to say, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm going to find somebody else that's an easier target.
Yeah.
He's going to go to somebody else that's an easier. He said, this guy's resisting me at every corner. I tried to get him over here, and I tried to get him over there, and I tried to, and he just keeps on pushing, and just keeps on pushing, and saying, no, 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 no. He said, resist. He's not going to get out of your face. So if you think he's just going to, you know, all of a sudden disappear, he ain't going to just disappear. He's going to be all up in your face often. And you just got to resist him. Sometimes it's going to be a light push. Sometimes it's going to be like, is that all you got? Who's your dad? Push. Oh, there we go. Oh. Sometimes it's more than just a little struggle. Sometimes you feel like, oh, but you're still resisting, aren't you? You may feel like you're sliding better, but you're still resisting. And then the Lord steps in and says, all right, that's enough.
Oh, hallelujah.
All of a sudden I got some strength. Get out of here. Go sit down. God steps in and he says, all right, he'll be out here. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Say, oh, those are harsh words. I'm struggling in my mind. And God is all he's saying is purify your mind. Yeah, I'm sinning. I'm falling short. I'm messed up, but cleanse yourself. See, everybody takes that in a negative. There's nothing negative about it. So just cleanse yourself. So purify yourself. You're struggling in your mind. You can't make up your mind what you're going to do, how you're going to live for God or not live for God. One could feel possibly like this is a message. Doom and gloom. Oh, my friend, I'm telling you today. This is a spirit, this is a message of awareness, number one, and of hope. Of hope. You see, when you understand the problem, you can fix it, right?
Right.
You see, there are certain things that, you know, one more scripture to read. It's like in your finances. And nobody's probably been guilty of this except for me. I go, man, I made this much money. Where did all my money go? Nobody's ever had that problem, right?
Yeah, right.
You don't know where it's going.
Right.
But then when you stop And you start writing everything down, and then you don't have any money, and you go, oh, that's where all the money's going. I go out to eat all the time. I buy too many shoes. And I'm feeling it, feeling spirit. Where all the money go? And then you see and you go, oh. Now what can you do? Now you can't complain about not having any money because now you know the problem, and now you have to make a choice on whether to fix it or not.
Right.
But just as well it is as it is in a physical sense like that, it's that simple with our walk with God.
Right.
Why am I not where I'd really like to be? And in my heart, my mind, I want to be there, but I'm struggling with it. You're going to stop and go, oh, yeah, that's where it is. Now I have to make a choice of whether to fix it or not. Whether just to ignore it and keep on buying shoes. Or whether to say, you know what? I need some more money for these other things. I got to quit buying shoes or whatever. Everybody knows I'm just picking and just being a little bit comical. But the truth of the matter is that's where you're at right now. Some of you are right there right now at what I'm preaching. You got to choose. Because I've told you. I've preached to you today. I've told you this is where it's at. The carnality is taking advantage of you. And he's so desperate to destroy you.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I said he's Amen. Desperate to destroy
yeah.
you.
Yes. Yeah.
And in closing, as you stand, Romans 5 and 20 said, moreover, the law entered in that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, where seemingly sin was just growing and growing and getting out of control, grace stepped in and did much more abound. And that's the problem with us is we want to say, yeah, but I've done so much wrong and I can't do this. But I'm here to tell you that grace said, you just think that problem's big. But wait until you see my grace. It's a whole lot bigger than your problem.
Right. Yes.
My grace is going to supersede all of that sin. That as sin hath reigned unto death, it's ruled and it's manipulated you and it's deceived you and you feel dead in your spirit and in your walk with God, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All the manipulating that the desperate enemy has done and he's twisted and he's deceived and all the things that he's done has been unto the death of your walk with God. Oh man. But he said, grace is here. Grace is here and it's abounding and it's stronger than any sin. It's stronger than any failure. But here's the ticket. You just got to submit yourself to God. Submit yourself, therefore, to the mighty hand of God. And he will exalt you in due time. As we all have heard today the word of the Lord, now is an appropriate time for a few moments, for a little while, for you to water the word. Watering the word through prayer. Watering the word through prayer. God, the seed has been put in our hearts this morning. It's been clear as to the struggle that I've been having that, yeah, I come to church on Sunday morning, but I get out in my car and there's all kinds of ungodliness. There's a pipe underneath my seat. Yeah. See, I know I'm preaching to some people. There's that can underneath the seat and under the glove box and hidden there, and this is hidden there, and that magazine is in between my mattresses, and all of these different things. I understand. There's stuff on my phone that I keep on deleting history so nobody else can see. Little deviant ways of trying to keep it from my parents, keep it from my spouse. God, you see the carnality and the things that trip us up constantly. We need a baptism of your grace and your mercy and your help, your loving kindness to overcome these things, God. Is there anybody here that wants to take the opportunity this morning and allow the grace of God to overcome and help you work and deal with that desperate enemy that's trying to destroy your life? Is there anybody here today say, well, if I go up there, everybody's going to know I'm struggling? Yeah, big deal. The devil already knows you're struggling, and so does God. So who cares about anybody else? The devil wants to keep you in that carnal place. Keep you from that place of submitting yourself to God and allowing God to tenderly help you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to bring about a miracle of grace in your life. Will you submit your hand under the mighty hand of God? Will you submit your life? Would you give it to Him today? Would you be honest with the Lord this morning? God, I've heard what you said, and I have been struggling immensely. I know the problem now. Help me deal with the problem. Help me deal with the problem that I'm facing. God, give me courage. Give me strength. Give me courage to be real with myself. Give me courage to be real with you. God, I know I'm not hiding anything from you. You see the struggle of my life, the back and forth, the ups and downs. You see my downfalls and my uprisings. Oh God, I need your help today. Help me to overcome my carnal mind that the devil has so desperately taken advantage of. And that's why I feel like my walk with you, God, is waning and is not where it needs to be, nor where I want it to be. God, would you help me today? Forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me. Strengthen me today. Oh, help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Come on, cry out to the Lord today. Call on Him. That's it, friend. That's it. That's it, brother. That's it, sister. Come on, let's cry out unto the Lord. Let's call on Him. He's here. He's come to give us life and life more abundantly. Come on, quit letting the enemy take advantage of you today. Quit letting him take advantage of you today. I'm going to make up my mind. He's not going to take advantage. He's not going to take advantage of my marriage. He's not going to take advantage of my children. Oh, Jesus, help us, God. Help us. Help us, help us. Help us, help us, Jesus. Change me, dear Lord.